News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Scam texts,
yeah.
Serious issue affecting a lot of people.
Yeah, they seem to, it's almost seasonal. There's always like a few spattering around, but ever since the budget, a number of people have been on to me saying that they're getting texts purporting to be from the government saying, GovIE, you are eligible for a discounted electricity bill under the emergency benefit scheme. You can apply here. And the URL is gov-bills-ire.com. And obviously, everyone wants a bit of a discount. Everyone wants to save a few quid. Everyone likes to think they're owed
and
money.
And there was an announcement about energy credits in the budget. So you might go, oh, is this...
I heard something about that, yeah. But
not, this is not legit, though.
This is not legit. And what struck me about this one is that it shows how clever the scammers are, because they are marrying two things together. So they're marrying people's want for a bit of money alongside similar sort of announcement that does actually exist. But when you click through to that URL, you're brought to a website that's looking for your bank details. If you input your bank details, you're going to lose money. Now, a lot of people have been on to me about this saying, is this real? No. And how do I know if something like this is real or not? And unfortunately, it is very, very difficult to decipher the real from the fake when you're under pressure and when you want something. So I remember, Ciara, you got targeted by the e-toll scam. That's still doing the rounds.
I would have totally been ripped off because they almost got in except for the Bank of Ireland caught them. In fairness to them,
yeah,
the Bank of Ireland security team was the only thing that stopped me getting my bank account cleared out.
Yeah, so we are seeing so many of these at the moment. When it comes to something that's saying that you are, you know, due money back or you owe money, you know, Prime Day was just last week. We're going to be, you know, on Black Friday and Christmas before we know it. There's going to be an awful lot of delivery scams. What you need to do is read the URL, so the website, very, very clearly. Look for typos. That, you know, maybe I'm one of the few people who would know this, but the government websites don't end in .com. That's just one of the things. Keep an eye out for...
Government is also not going to send you a text saying, we have money for you, log into this. That's just not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. The majority of service providers now won't send you a URL to click through to. If you are expecting a delivery, if you're expecting some form of contact from a service provider, either go to the website directly. Don't click on a link. Go to www.thewebsite.ie. Type it in and log in that way. Also, if you're still not sure, please pick up the phone and call them. Yes, you'll have to dance around automated menus and be on hold, but it could save you money.
If you do fall for it, and it's easy for people to fall to it, what do you do then?
Get onto your bank straight away. Tell your bank that you think or you have done something deep.
Don't be embarrassed about it.
There's no shame in this.
No.
We had this conversation with Andrea Gilligan a few weeks ago when she was locked out of her WhatsApp. The reason these scams are still happening is because they work. They are designed to get you. So do not feel bad. There's no shame. There's no embarrassment. Get onto your bank. Cancel your cards. They may
and
be able to cancel
so
the transaction.
So bloody innovative, all these scams. Can I just say one last thing?
Yeah.
I've just heard, like, locally where I live, that some of the parking, you know,
yes,
the paid parking meters, they're slapping on QR codes on them that are not the right QR codes. How would you not fall for that? So you go to pay your parking by scanning a QR code, but it's not bringing you to the parking app. It's bringing you to a scammer's thing. Of course you put in your money. Unbelievably
innovative.
You've got to keep your eyes open all the time.
Absolutely.
Okay. Jess Kelly, thank you indeed for that very sound advice.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.